So there is some indication that the contracts may be retroactive to cover what the not-for-profits did in the last fiscal year that ended June 30th. But there's been no specific information to indicate that they are going to get reimbursed for what they did back in fiscal year 2016. And we already know that the state ran out of money last year, so the contract ostensibly goes to the end of this year. But there's still some significant questions as to whether or not it includes retroactive pay or just pay going forward from July 1st to the end of the year.
This means planning is once again an issue.
Absolutely. They're being given a contract that's basically for the next 6 months. I'm not sure how they can, in good conscience, hire back people, and I don't know how many people would come back to work knowing that their status after January 1st is questionable. And we've already been told, at least what I read in the media reports, is that the earliest time for a budget for the rest of the year is probably in early January. So there could be another gap, whether it's a week, it could be a gap for the rest of the year.
What's it going to take for them to find these things out? I don't even know where this information would come from.
It's being handled by different agencies that fund different programs. And I'm sure that it's going to be difficult to get one uniform interpretation of what's going to be paid going forward. And we also know that even though this is a stopgap measure, that the state is still operating at a deficit going forward. So there's still going to be, over time, judgment calls made as to who gets paid and what gets paid. So it's very difficult. The heads of the agencies are really in uncharted territory. And the only thing that would have prevented all of this is if the legislature had done their job and had passed a balanced budget as required by law and passed it prior to June 1st and passed it for the entire year.
One of the things that United Way had been advising agencies is just don't borrow program don't
Right.
borrow for programs. Is there anything different in your advice going forward from here?
I think things are so uncertain. My advice would continue to be, do not borrow money, do not get into lines of credit, and do not exhaust your entire fund balance. It is important that the agencies stay alive. And that they be prepared to pick up where was left off, but only when the state gets back into functioning properly and passes a 12-month budget in advance of the start of the fiscal year. That didn't happen this year, and what we have is a 6-month budget. And I don't think that any agency should take the risk of borrowing or going into debt of any kind in the expectation that they're going to get fully compensated by the state. I just don't think that that is a solid way to run a not-for-profit agency.